AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Breonna Tyler was at work last night at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia.
I looked up and my manager turned around and he just opened fire on everybody in the break room. And it is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me. Not gonna lie, I literally looked at him. I saw the smoke leaving the gun and I literally watched bodies drop.
Six people killed. Police say they found the gunman dead, apparently self-inflicted. Mike Kempin now with an update on proceedings surrounding Saturday's mass killing in Colorado Springs.
An El Paso County court judge has ordered the alleged shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, held without bail.
I find there is legal authority to hold Anderson Aldrich without bond at this time.
The next hearing in the case is December 6th. Aldrich is facing possible murder and hate crime charges following the fatal shooting of five people at a gay nightclub. The suspect was beaten into submission by patrons during the Saturday night shooting at Club Q and was released from the hospital Tuesday. During a video appearance from jail Wednesday, Aldrich was slumped over in a chair with injuries visible to the face and head. I'm Mike Hempin.
And Sagar Magadi on President Biden's reaction.
In a statement, the president says even more Thanksgiving tables will have empty seats, and we must take greater action. The U.S. this year has now had 40 mass killings, defined as events where at least four people were killed, not including the shooter. A database run by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University shows more than a quarter have come since October 21st, killing 51 people across eight states.
Ukraine's energy ministry says power in most of the country has been cut off following another barrage of Russian missiles. The U.S. is sending another $400 million in aid, ammunition, and generators. This is AP News. Georgia counties will be able to hold early voting this Saturday in the Senate runoff election between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. Sagar Magani explains.
It's the only possible Saturday for early voting before the runoff on December 6th. Republicans had objected, citing state law that says early in-person voting is not allowed on a Saturday if the Thursday or Friday before is a holiday. Since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, the state and GOP group said that includes this Saturday. Democrats argued the ban does not apply to runoff elections. The state Supreme Court has left in place a lower court ruling allowing the voting to happen this Saturday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Minutes from the Fed's last policy meeting indicating interest rate hikes could soon be slowed cheered Wall Street. The Nasdaq up 1%, the S&P and the Dow smaller gains. The Fed's next policy meeting set for December. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.